Yeah, I'm sure everyone's aware what happened to me and Rachel in December. And, you know, we looked at charities. A lot of people said to me, is there anything we can donate to? And I just asked Rachel about what she feels helped her and helped us as a couple. And this little charity stuck out. It's called Four Louis, and I just wanted to try and give back as much as possible there. Obviously, you know, run by just donations and for some charity to help so many people that at a time are in despair and, you know, people going through what we went through, for them to take their time out and just to help them, you know, I'd like to try and give something back.
You talk about them helping couples. Tell us a little bit more about Four Louis. What do they do for couples?
They offer couples the memory boxes for when their baby dies. They put in a candle and other little bits, which, you know, is nice and creates memories for you, which you haven't actually had with your child. They also donate cots to hospitals for people to spend, you know, the night with their baby if their baby has passed away. Not everyone chooses to do that, but it's nice that they, you know, consider everything really. And as I said, they do it all on pure donations. And, you know, they lost their baby, the couple that set it up, and for them to set something like that for everyone else, to put everyone else first, which they clearly have now, you know, is a massive credit to them. And as much as I'm not doing something as good as that, I felt like me and Rachel could try and repay this way.
You've spoken to the charity and kind of told them of your intentions. How much will this help them, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think they're probably not aware, and hopefully we can raise, you know, a lot for them. I'm not too sure, you know, what sort of donations they're used to, but hopefully we can make it a sort of record for them. You know, it's a shame that this charity even exists. You know, that's what the guy said to me when I got in contact with him. He was like, I'm so sorry that you even have to get in contact. You know, but it does. And unfortunately for the people that go through it, as much as, you know, this doesn't take away the pain, it does ease it a little bit, and it creates memories which, you know, thankfully last forever.
We've seen the incredible amount of support you've had from fans, teammates, everyone at the club. Did you see this as an opportunity to try and give something back?
Yeah, it was. It took a little bit of time to come to, you know, kind of considering anyone else other than myself and Rachel. My first priority was, well, I didn't really have any priorities really. It was pure just trying to deal with what happened and still dealing with what happened. But, you know, I got to the point where I just felt it would be good for me and Rachel to give something back. You know, we look at the memory box, it's in our house. We look at it nearly every day, or it's in our front room. It just wouldn't want that to ever stop, and I'm not saying it ever would if this charity doesn't go ahead, this auction doesn't go ahead, but, you know, I don't know how long they've been going for, but hopefully they can keep going on forever.
You've got boots, shirts, loads of other items. What was the reaction like from the lads, because they've pretty much all chipped in to help you with this?
Yeah, they have. You know, I put it on a group text, and I'm not the sort of person that likes to ask for things like that, you know, to the public, to ask people, players, for stuff, for autographs. It might not seem a big deal, but it does become a little bit boring. And I'm sure the lads have been asked for shirts and boots by so many people. So I said to the lads, listen, you know, you don't have to do it. And it was one of those, I knew they would, but I gave them the option, and, you know, I got texts back as soon as they probably could. Everyone, you know, was so so happy to help. And obviously they've shared what I've been through to a small extent, and they wanted to give back as well.
It kind of shows how incredible this club is, because that day against Manchester United, and ever since, they've shown you and Rachel incredible support, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. You know, as much as there's not much I can do for these people, you know, I know if they was ever in this position, I'd do the exact same for them, and that goes for everyone in the team, I'd imagine. You know, thankfully no one has gone through that, and hopefully they never would, so obviously we're so thankful for their support.
There's an incredible amount there for AFC Bournemouth fans to look at and hopefully bid on. But not only that, you've had support from your brother-in-law, Scott Parker, who plays for Fulham. One of his shirts is in there. And also Watford's Troy Deeney. How much does it mean to you to have other people, not just people that you, not like with Troy, you don't see him every day, you don't know him really well, but they've kind of got on board and helped you?
Yeah, and, you know, it was an obvious one for Scott, because I'm so close to him, and, you know, it didn't take long for him to realise what I was doing, and to offer something. But Troy Deeney, for example, you know, never met him up until, you know, the game we played him. Never really spoke to him, and the first thing he said after the game was, is there anything I could do to donate it to any charities? He's the first player to do that, which is, you know, for me was so nice of him to do. it was like 3 months after what had happened, and not that I'd expect anyone to forget, but you know, people's lives do move on. But for him to talk and say that to me after the game meant a great deal, and really thankful for his support.
This auction's going on for the next 10 days. We'll be doing lots as a club to push it. What would your message be to fans going ahead with this auction?
Yes, yeah, there's obviously good prizes and there's good rewards for people donating. You know, I felt, you know, if we could try and get as much as possible, and you know, people picking their favourite players, hopefully they can bid as much as they can. And I understand, hopefully the stuff will raise a lot of money, but if it doesn't, you know, whatever anyone wants to bid, and if that wins the bid, no matter how small amount, it will go to such a great cause. As I said, I hope no one ever has to experience, you know, what me and Rachel and, you know, the other couples that have gone through this have to experience. And you know, I'm sure if they did, they'd be giving as much as they probably can to this charity. But if they can, just, you know, give whatever they feel they've got. And as I say, there's some good stuff out there. My shirt in particular, someone's lucky enough going to get that. But no, seriously, there's some real good stuff to get. And you know, the most important thing is just going to an unbelievable charity, a selfless charity, and one that unfortunately does exist, but want to try and make sure it does forever.